Ladies and gentlemen, guess who's back in the motherfucking building?
Back again.
Guess who's back? Guess who's back? Princess Podcast Season 2.
Hell yeah.
We made it to Season 2. As always, your host, Jiv. My main man, Steve, to my right. What up, Steve?
What up, Jiv?
And we got the intern.
Still an intern.
The married intern at that.
And still unpaid. And still unpaid.
Is Beth unpaid?
Beth said yes. Beth said yes. Yes, that's a shocker, I know. But we are back, guys, and we're so excited. We put a Facebook post up last night, and all of a sudden, we realized that we should have been doing this a lot longer, a long time ago. So we are back.
Oh, we need an off-season, too.
Yeah, we definitely needed a break. I mean, it was nice, you know, just taking a break. But we're back, and we're ready. We're ready. I know that the football season isn't starting for a while, but there's a lot to talk about.
Springtime, we're outside.
We're outside at the I don't even know what we're calling it anymore because we change the name all the time. But we are outside sitting on the patio just hanging out. Our main man, Mike, hooked us up with the new mic. Mike, thank you.
Mike, I'm
Mike. Because it is badass, and hopefully you guys understand that and hear it. But we had a lot to talk about, clearly, because we haven't been on the air for a while.
Yeah, we didn't do an episode after the Super Bowl.
We didn't, so I guess we're just going to start right there.
There was enough Super Bowl coverage by everybody else anyway.
Yeah, and that leads into a lot of crazy stuff happening in the offseason, and we definitely have a lot to talk about. So I guess we're just going to start with
the Super Bowl and
the fact that we weren't able to talk about it. So I think, you know, Steve and I had to rack our brains because, you know, we drink a little bit. So it was, you know, it was one of those things where we had to rack our brains trying to figure out, did you pick the Panthers or did I pick?
So I'm just almost positive, though, that I said I would take the Broncos in the under, but I thought the Panthers would win.
Yeah, and I definitely took the Broncos.
Who knew it would have ended up like that though.
And that was a great game. It was, and we don't want to talk about specifics of the game. Obviously, we're just going to talk about kind of what the aftermath looked like, right? So, Cam Newton, the way he reacted at the end of the game, he got a lot of
flack for that,
man.
I was watching that live, and I was like, man, he's just down. Like, what's everybody making a big deal?
Yeah,
for?
He's
like,
upset.
He lost the biggest game in the world.
And who knows how many times he's going to be back there,
yeah,
right? Because they always say that. Well, they always say that, right? But then, you know, you talk about all this stuff, and, you know, they'll be back. They'll be back. But a lot of them don't come back.
Yeah.
Right? They don't get back.
Look at that cornerback. I don't want to mention any names right now because we're going to talk about free agency later, but
right,
he ain't playing for him anymore.
No.
So we'll see how that defense reacts to that.
Right. So, you know, overall, Super Bowl, I think what the biggest thing with the Super Bowl, though, that led into was – you know, the big announcement, right? So Peyton Manning finally riding off in the sunset, doing the John Elway, right?
Sure.
Retiring after he wins.
I did really enjoy his speeches because every time he talked to somebody, they'd be like, is this your last game? You know, talk to Jim Nance at the end of the game. Is this the final game? He's like, no, I'm going to go home and have some Budweiser.
That was awesome. Not that we're plugging Budweiser.
Best answer ever. He plugged it like 4 times, so he got paid every time.
Well, I guess that'll be kind of weird when they change their name to America.
Yeah,
it's America.
America.
Yeah, so, you know, so I guess we'll just talk about that, right? So we had a lot of big names, some expected, some unexpected, that decided to retire. We'll start with Peyton and just kind of talk about it, obviously, with the ties with Indy. You know, I thought the press conference that he did in Indianapolis was full of class.
It was.
You know, because a lot of players don't do that. He comes back, he meets with the owners, he's talking to the GM, and he addresses the media. And a lot of the guys that covered him for a long time, you know, got an opportunity to, you know, say goodbye, really. You know, and I thought that was very, you know, very cool for him to do. And it was great. You know, he was bringing up all kinds of different things. I think Marvin and Tony both got into the hall that year.
Yep.
So he was able to talk about that. So, you know, Steve, obviously now that he's retired, you know, I want to ask you, and I know that you were a Colts fan, obviously, you know, for those of you who forgot, Colts fan, Bears fan, right? As a Colts fan, now that he's done playing, is he back on that pedestal that he once was for you now that he's done playing?
Well, everybody gave him shit because he won one Super Bowl and Brady had how many?
Right.
And now he's got two. He's gotten up there with Eli with Super Bowl, so around the Thanksgiving dinner table.
Right.
Little brother doesn't have more than big brother.
And I don't think little brother get another one.
But he's he's up there. Yeah. He's back up there.
Yeah.
Eli projected to kick.
As of right now, he's the greatest retired quarterback of all time.
Yeah. I would agree. I would agree.
Brady retires, and that'll be an issue.
Yeah, and then once, yeah. I mean, the debate continues. Right?
I do have a question for you, though. So the Colts offered him a one-day contract so he can retire a Colt.
Yeah.
And he refused that. So is he just then, like, an NFL retired player? Like, what was...
So the way the NFL... And I had to actually look this up because we had this discussion at a bar, believe it or not. And so I had to look it up. The NFL doesn't do it like other sports do when you retire as a player of a team. The NFL just says you're retired. So they don't attach you to a team. So the one-day thing would have just been a pride thing more than anything else. It doesn't actually mean anything.
Because they don't retire numbers like they do in the
NBA.
Yeah,
so, right. Well, no, they do numbers. With the Hall of Fame, yeah, it doesn't matter. So what's going to end up going down in history for Peyton is he played however many years he played here in Indy, and then, what was it, four years in Denver, and that was his career. I would assume, I think Ursa actually announced that he's building a statue.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. That's a thing, right? Like, so they're clearly gonna have his number retired. So
not everybody's gonna have a Walter Payton statue out front of their building. So.
No. Or a Michael Jordan one as we cross pollinate a little bit. But yeah, so he's always gonna be remembered as a Colt. The only asterisk, I guess, if there is anyone, is the fact that he won one of his Super Bowls in Denver. But I don't think that matters, right? He's now solidified. He's got multiple Super Bowls. He's been to multiple Super Bowls. He's got every record, and I don't think those records are going to get broken anytime soon.
No.
I mean, even Brady's
touchdown record is not going to get touched ever again.
Those aren't anything.
Well, at least in the foreseeable future, right? Especially with what we have.
That's what we got going on right now. Yeah. So, but that wasn't the only one, right? So, close to the NFC North, obviously, as we're talking.
Calvin Johnson.
Like, are you freaking kidding me? Like, Detroit, sorry. Like, why do you suck so bad that you ruined Barry Sanders' career and now Calvin Johnson's career? Like, Barry Sanders should have been the best running back, and I say this as a Bears fan and a diehard Walter Payton fan, should have gone down to history as the best running back to ever play the game because he was sick. And he said, you know what? You guys suck. I'm going to retire.
Yeah.
And Calvin Johnson, at the age of 30.
But he could.
Bro, could you. Imagine retiring at 30.
But
we're already older than that.
I get it. But in his defense at that point, he could have, just in his own mind, known his best years were behind him. And been ready to move on in his own life.
So I would agree with that, other than the only example I will give you is Randy Moss.
Yeah.
Right? So Randy Moss did.
Obviously.
I mean, he left,
went to New
obviously,
England.
Right, and broke records. I think he still has a single-season record for most touchdowns. So, Calvin could have played more. I don't know what his mindset was, but he decided he was going to be done.
Maybe he loved Detroit so much, but, you know, he looked at it like he didn't want to play for anybody else.
Detroit is the Yoko Ono of the NFL. I mean, it just ruins, how do you ruins
love,
a man's
like, how do you
soul.
Love Detroit so much you don't play anywhere else?
Look, I get it. I've been
but,
there.
But now you have two, and two, in my opinion, first ballot. I mean, obviously Barry was a first ballot. We already know that. And Calvin should be a first ballot. Maybe not. I don't know. But in my opinion, I think he's a first ballot Hall of Famer. So you now have a running back and a wide receiver that changed the game at the time that they played, coming from the same city, playing for the same organization.
Both those guys have something to move forward with, and that's their mental ability to be able to think and be able to move.
And who knows, right? That could have been it. And Calvin's a very smart guy.
You're not sitting there shaking.
Yeah,
and he just said,
you know what? I'm 30. I'm retired. I'm going to get, like, I've gotten paid, so I clearly have plenty of money. I now want to go do other things.
Mm-hmm.
What those other things are, you know, we'll see, I guess. But, you know, Detroit, sorry.
ESPN's always hiring, so.
Yeah, clearly. You want to talk about that?
We'll bring that up later. We still got Woodson's retirement, too.
Yeah, so Charles Woodson, for me, was like the arch nemesis because, you know, he played for the Packers for those years.
Yep.
And, I mean, obviously he started with the Raiders, and he goes back home to the Raiders. Charles Woodson's probably the best safety we've ever seen. and we're probably not going to see another safety that good.
Yeah.
And ironically, like, he came into the year, like, he came into the league the same year Peyton did.
Mm-hmm.
So for them to ride into the sunset together, now clearly Woodson, I mean, Woodson won Super Bowls, but
if you're talking about riding in the sunset, you can also bring up Jared Allen at the same time.
Oh, you got to bring up Jared Allen.
We just watched his retirement video that he posted on
Twitter. Jared Allen. Yeah, way to go, Jared. You didn't have a press conference, you had a Twitter feed that you recorded as a selfie. But yeah, no, so I guess my question to you, Steve,
those three
big ones, right? I think there's a couple other names that
we'll bring up a couple of names here in a minute.
But the class of those guys,
when they go in the Hall of Fame, dude,
in 5 years, right? Peyton's clearly a first ballot. There's no question about that, right? I think Woodson's
a first ballot, yeah.
Right. Calvin, there's probably some questions.
Yeah.
Cause
depends on who's in the ballot that year.
Right. But I think Calvin's a first ballot as well.
Usually they'll put a one receiver in every year, as we saw with T.O. and Marvin this year. Thank God T.O. didn't make it in.
No, and he wasn't a first ballot.
No, yeah.
And he wasn't a first ballot based on his antics, not necessarily his play.
But
if you look at his numbers, he probably should have been, but...
With the way the Hall of Fame works is they'll usually put one person in every position in. So I was happy to see Marvin get in, not T.O. But yeah. Calvin might have a little bit of flack that year.
Depends on who's left, who's not in there, whatever. Yeah.
So a surprise retirement, Marshawn Lynch. Does anybody care?
I was just trying to think, like, should we just be quiet for 30 seconds because he doesn't talk about the media? Like, he doesn't want to talk to the media?
I'm only here so I don't get fined.
Right. Like, are we considered the media? Are we media yet?
I mean, that would be.
We got to get the badges.
That would be the greatest.
We got a, like, we got a media mic. I don't think we're media yet.
No,
I don't actually care. I never really liked Marshawn Lynch. As a person, as a football player, he was good for Seattle when they needed him, but I never fell in love with Marshawn Lynch. Like,
after the Super Bowl stuff, I loved him. After that, I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah, I was never really into him.
I thought it was really cool because, I mean, he's got his anxiety and obviously he's, you know, smoke weed issues or whatever. And being from where he's from, you know, it made him a cultured character.
Richard Sherman's from the same area and he's a Stanford grad. Smart as hell.
Borderline genius.
Well, some people go up a little differently, you know
what
I
mean? Yeah, fair enough. He's also an asshole, right? Yeah.
Dick Sherman, good name for the guy. You know?
Right.
Yeah. Someone and I grew up in the same area, and, you know, we are virtually the same character, but we both separated and, you know, grew in our own ways. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's fair, I guess. But, yeah, I don't know. Like, Marshawn Lynch, for me, like, I feel like the system that the Seahawks have doesn't necessarily matter that he's gone.
Yeah.
I mean, the kid that played, I can't remember his name. We're coming out of, like, off season, so I can't remember his name. I would normally give you his name, but I don't actually remember his name, but he played fine.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, Marshawn Lynch isn't a big impact. What I will ask you, though, is as far as Hall of Fame is concerned, he's not a first ballot, is he?
No, he's not a first ballot. He'll get in.
He'll get in?
Yeah. TJ Rawls.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Oh, look, I mean, intern.
He's
contributing.
I'm being an intern.
He's beast mode. You've ever seen those runs? Like, he's going to get in. So we got Jared Allen retiring also. We already mentioned that. Heath Miller out of Pittsburgh. That was a big name tight end.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to change their offense at all.
Well, no.
But
Antonio Brown, are you kidding me? Just throw him the ball all day, every day. We're good. I don't think Heath Miller is a big deal. So,
all right, let's kick off our second quarter and talk about free agency and off-season signings.
Lots of shit happening.
Man, all right, well, biggest name, quarterbacks, let's go with them first.
Okay.
Robert Griffin, now in Cleveland.
Ah, believe I am.
Yeah, you're now a Browns fan.
I'm not a Browns fan.
Jim admitted to me last night that after watching Believe Land on ESPN's 30 for 30, that he is now a Browns fan.
I felt bad for them. I'm not a Browns fan. Like, I understand the ridiculousness. But, man, that city's gone through some shit. And watch that 30 for 30. I fucking, you know, there's a lot of shit about ESPN that we're going to talk shit about. But their 30 for 30s are bomb.
Yeah.
Like, they are bomb. And it's so good.
He's got a two-year, $15 million deal.
Where else was he going to go? It made the most sense.
And they got him for almost dirt cheap at this point in time.
It was a perfect signing. Is it the right sign? I don't know. We'll see. But God, Cleveland needs something.
Yeah.
Cleveland needs something.
So Sam Bradford re-signed in Philadelphia before the draft for $36 million.
Yeah, and I'm sure he's loving that decision.
Demanded a trade.
Wow.
Like a fucking jackass.
It's Sam Bradford, though.
Hey, unproven. Sam. At least you got your $40 million.
Hey, Sam. Prove that your knees don't fucking buckle. And then talk about something.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like that. Sam Bradford, shut the fuck up.
Yep. Snow, this one will affect us directly. Brock Osweiler is now the quarterback for Texans.
It's going to make the division even worse.
You think so?
Are you a believer in Brock, Snow, is what we're asking.
I think he held the reins pretty well while Peyton was gone, but Texans get better every year.
I there's no fucking way in hell that I believe that he's worth $72 million in 4 years.
Okay, that I would not say.
That's the goal.
I would have signed him for 2 years. I would have gave him the same thing that
$4 million.
Maybe $20 million.
So here's my thing. That's the going rate for
4 years.
That's a going rate for a
young guy. I get it.
How many quarterbacks?
He's a young guy. He's 6'7". Right?
Has
a cannon. He gets that accuracy with Bill O'Brien down there.
We'll see.
We're not at the point where we're talking about season predictions yet because we're in fucking May.
Yeah,
but yeah.
All right. So anyway, moving on. Jim, Matt Forte is no longer on the Bears.
Okay. So
we knew it. I called it he'd go to the Cowboys, but he's now with the Jets.
So I'm torn in the fact.
$12 million. Only $12 million for Forte.
Yeah, but the Bears are going a different direction. I know we're going to talk a lot about the Bears later, so I won't talk about the Bears right now. I will just talk about Matt. And what I will say about Forte is thank you. He gutted it out and was literally, in my opinion, one of the top five players in the NFL for the last 5 years. I mean, not only did he run the ball, He caught the ball out of the backfield. I mean, he was all-purpose, and we used him. But we're under a new regime and a new situation, so I wish him luck. His exodus from Chicago was perfect. He thanked the fans. He said he was always going to be a Bears fan, but this was a decision that he had to make for himself. He thought he had more years to give, which is fine. Do I love the fact that he went to the Jets? No.
At least he's not in your division, so
right. But the Jets are like where players go to die, and
that's kind of weird because it used to be Oakland, now it's New York.
It's the Jets. But I do like Todd Daniels, so maybe they do something, you know. But they're also in the division with the Patriots.
Yeah,
like seriously, like are you going to do anything? But you get to go hang out with Brandon Marshall.
Yeah,
you know I don't think they have a quarterback yet, so good luck. But,
yeah. I have no idea.
I don't think Fitzpatrick signed.
No, yeah. According to Yahoo, he's still unsigned.
And they drafted a running, or they drafted a quarterback late.
Mm-hmm.
And if intern can look that up, but I'm pretty sure that they drafted a quarterback. But I don't know if they know who their starting quarterback is.
Yeah, well, I mean, we're just in May. We're in OTAs right now. We're not in mandatory.
Sure, you know, we're in. Yeah, I don't even know if we're.
Lamar Miller also got signed by Houston. So that's going to directly affect us. Now, is he a great running back? No.
They have no idea.
He's a decent running back. You know, you call him a B-lister running back. So it can affect us.
So let me ask you this, Steve.
Arian Foster is no longer there.
Right. So this affects your division, obviously, with the Colts. So would you want a B-lister that stays healthy or an A-lister that only plays every other game?
I would like an A-lister that plays every other game because at least he's going to go down.
Yeah.
And that gives us a chance because as of right now, looking at our division.
So you're more nervous about the fact that
we're screwed.
Yeah. So you're more nervous about the Lamar sign than you are the Arians not there anymore, is what I was asking.
Yeah, no. But I mean, just with everything else going on with our division, we're screwed right now.
Paxton Lynch.
All right. So moving on. Alshon re-signed for a 1 year deal. Why only 1 year?
Long-term deal, like they're just trying to figure it out, right? So I mean, he would have been franchised. It was a 1 year deal because he got franchised,
mm-hmm.
Made him the most money that he could have gotten. They're still going to work it out. Alshon is going to be the future number one, unless Kevin White just blows up. because Kevin White's got the potential to be a number one, but Alshon has already proven it. So yeah. Not worried about it at all. You franchise him because you're not sure. I mean, fucking what's his name at in Denver, the defensive guy that won the MVP. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about. He got franchised. So. Not worried. Von Miller. God Von bless. Miller.
Yeah, no, you're fine.
Yeah.
See what happens.
Rookie. Von Miller franchise.
We're in OTAs.
We're in OTAs also right now.
So
Alshon.
Haven't switched over. Nobody.
Here's a couple surprise unsigned free agents as of right now. Anquan Boldin. You got James Jones.
I know Anquan was unsigned.
Percy Harvin's is retired now.
Percy Harvin should have retired before.
Roddy White's a free agent.
So that doesn't surprise me. What surprised me is no one's picked him up yet. But the Falcons, look,
they've moved on,
right? I mean, your dude, he was your dude. He's not your dude anymore. We get it, right?
Yeah.
That does surprise me that no one's picked him up yet.
Yeah.
But again,
you know what's going to happen? I will predict right now what's going to happen. Roddy White in New England.
To win a Super Bowl.
Just going
to
throw it out there.
To win a Super Bowl.
Just going to fucking throw it out there.
To win a Super Bowl.
All right, so we're going to move on here. Wes Welker somehow is not retired, even though he's had 92 million concussions.
As he should never.
Andre Johnson, we don't have him anymore.
Yeah,
he's free agent.
Yeah.
So do you think there's a market for like a Wes Welker right now?
I thought Andre Johnson retired.
No, I don't think he's actually retired.
Wow.
Do you think there's a market for those guys? Like, at this point...
I think what we'll have to do is wait and see who gets hurt in camps and preseason.
This is very early. You're
before
right.
Before we even, like, think about that.
This is very early.
Those guys will keep themselves in shape, and they'll be waiting for a phone call from somebody. I mean, that's all they gotta do.
Wes Welker, all you gotta do is run a slot. That's not hard, right?
It's not hard until you get a concussion when you just trip and fall and hit the floor.
Yeah.
So, Dwayne Allen, we resigned, but we let Kobe go. Kobe is now with your boy, Drew Brees.
Kobe can go. I was so disappointed in Fleener. I figure with him and Andrew's history.
And then Kobe, when he left, did you hear, like, he was talking shit. He was like, you know, yada, yada, yada with the organization.
Is Kobe going to be the new answer in New Orleans?
Fuck no.
He can't catch a ball.
Yeah, you're right, he can't.
I mean, Luck threw for him for 4 years in college, so I thought that chemistry is going to be amazing. They'll never drop a ball.
Yeah.
Could never connect.
Kobe Fleener. Yeah. Get a haircut.
Vernon Davis is now in Washington with Kirk Cousins.
Is it Kirk Cousins? What do we feel about that? Seriously.
Hey, that's their guy, you know. Let him run with it.
Yes. Fuck it.
Let's see here. All right.
For Vernon and
did you ever figure out who the kid was that the Jets signed?
No.
Because... I want to say it was the Michigan State kid, but I don't think that was right.
Jets QB?
Yeah, like the one that they drafted, which brings us right back into the draft, right? Mm-hmm. So let me just transition you into this, Steve. So we didn't get a chance to talk about the draft, obviously. So two teams traded way the fuck up to get their guys, right? So let me just talk about the Los Angeles Rams.
That's weird.
For a second, right?
That's weird.
But it needs to happen, right? Because yeah. I've been to St. Louis.
Don't worry. Next year, we're going to talk about the Las Vegas Raiders.
Oh, and I can't wait for that either because I think that shit is awesome. But Goff. I have an opinion about it. But I want you to... I mean, they gave up... I don't even... like. I mean, they hemorrhaged their future.
Fisher must believe in this kid. So, Goff and Wentz, both those guys, like...
Nobody knows Wentz, right? Goff at least played for a program that people knew.
Yeah.
Was it Christian Hackenberg?
Yep, that's it.
And he's already a bust, according to Football Daily.
Hackenberg, all right, so we're going to go back. The Jets, Hackenberg, he was a Penn State kid. I knew he was a Big Ten guy.
Yeah.
He's also, yeah, so the Jets are fucked. You know, Forte, good luck.
All right, like,
so let me go back to Goff real quick.
And he's sugarcoating it right now.
So let me go back to Goff real quick. So here's the reason why I think that trade and that happened, right? So he was a Cal kid, right? He grew up in California, he went to Cal, right? And you just moved the franchise.
What better way to market the franchise?
Just moved the franchise to L.A. Let's get a local kid.
Makes a lot of sense.
And a number one prospect quarterback, and let's just make Let's see if we can get some fandom. So that, for me, was a fan. Are you intrigued?
Pacers did something very similar when they traded away Kawhi Leonard for George Hill, bringing in an IUPUI guy.
I don't know about that. Different podcast, but holy shit. But anyway.
I don't want to talk about the Pacers.
So what's more intriguing to me is the Wentz deal.
What up, David Millen?
The Wentz deal.
Yeah.
I mean, the Eagles literally, like, I thought it was the mad scientist, crazy Chip Kelly that was pulling deals left and right that made no sense. Well, Chip Kelly's not there anymore, and they made a deal that makes no sense. They literally traded up and gave up all kinds of future draft picks for a kid that they've on record said is not going to play next year. He's just going to sit and learn. You traded what you traded to get to a number two pick to get this kid?
Yeah.
To sit him? The fuck is wrong with you?
And that's why Bradford wanted to trade.
The fuck is wrong with you?
Did you hear the rant that some Philadelphia guy made where he just
was a blows up?
No, it was just a Philadelphia fan. He got on Twitter, "What the fuck is wrong with you? You're trading away your whole motherfucking draft for one motherfucking dude."
It was the future draft.
Yeah, his reaction to it was actually on point. Granted, it was a little over the top, but...
Is it, though? I mean, if I'm an Eagles fan...
I wonder how Sal Palantonio reacted to that.
Sal's like, "I cover these fuckers? I'm an Eagles fan. I cover these fuckers." Listen, for me, the Eagles have a ton of pride as fans, as a city. And now the Eagles are doing crazy shit that makes no sense. The 76ers have done crazier shit. And we're at the day after the draft for the NBA lottery, whatever. Cool. They're going to fuck that up, too. So, as a Philly fan, which is very similar to what I would take as a Bears fan, as diehard and crazy as it is, Here's the difference. We have a Super Bowl. They don't. That's a problem. That's an absolute problem. So, that being said, let's talk about a little bit of our drafts. In our drafts, we're talking about the Bears and the Colts, right? We're going to talk about how we feel about our drafts, and I'll just kick it off and talk about...
Let's also bring up some of the other draft picks real quick, too.
Are there other ones? I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's nothing. I want to get right into the meat of it.
You always keep me on point, Steve.
I'm with you. Yeah. But, you know, our third quarter, we're going to cover the draft. We'll get into the Bears and Colts finally. Jib already alluded into our third quarter already.
I always jump the gun, damn it.
Yeah, it's fine. but you had a couple other picks in there. But let's just talk about Jacksonville. Let's talk about Tennessee. Tennessee did a killer draft. Jacksonville did a killer fucking draft.
How nervous are you guys?
Dude, we're like, right as in my mind, looking at it on paper right now, we're fourth in the division.
You think you're losing the division? In May. On record, we're on record right now.
We're obviously still off the draft high and everything. Like we'll come down and we'll see how it goes. Grant, we'll have Andrew look back and hopefully at 100%.
Is he? Is he 100%?
Hopefully.
We don't know. I hear he's at about 85 right now. That's
so we don't know if he's
on. That's what he said. He said,
"Is he going to be healthy for the season?" Is all that matters.
He's got plenty of time.
If he's healthy, different conversation.
We're still
six. Not.
We're still 5 months away.
I'm slightly worried about our wide receivers, but we still got
4 or 5 months away at this point. Jacksonville, how dangerous do they look, dude?
Yeah, Jacksonville's not going to be good. They'll be decent next year.
They've got their number one pick from last year.
Yeah,
playing again after his torn ACL.
Yeah,
and they've got their first round pick this year, also on defense with them.
Still a rookie biatch.
Their biggest problem.
They're on defense.
Who's throwing the ball with them still? Same dude?
Blake Bortles.
Oh, man.
Blake Bortles is a real deal.
Yeah.
His wife?
Fucking stupid hot.
Good for you, bro. seriously, good for you. But that's not what we're talking about.
Hope you're listening, Blake.
yeah. Blake, please listen. So Jacksonville's biggest problem was defense, right? Just giving up too many points, giving up too much shit, right? Well, they've addressed a lot of that. I don't think they're good to the point where they take the division or
no,
ahead
not,
of
they're
the
not,
Colts.
They're not there yet.
Or ahead of the Colts. But they're gonna be.
Well, here's why I say I picked Jacksonville ahead of the Colts at this point in time. When we played them, it was only a 3-point game. They just put themselves up even a little bit higher, right?
Is that the Andrew played game or not?
He did not play that
game.
All right.
But Jacksonville always plays us tough.
They do. So,
and it comes down to a field
goal.
Saw when we were there.
Yeah.
And I know, I'm sure this is not on script, but fuck. You know, Jim doesn't do scripts. So,
what's a script?
Yeah. So for me, when I look at the AFC South in general, right? What's the number one goal that's always been there?
To beat the Patriots?
It's no. AFC South, right?
Oh, sorry.
That's why you're unpaid.
That's why you're unpaid.
I just heard AFC. I just think Patriots.
Is to take out Peyton Manning.
No.
And now to take out Andrew Luck, right? So what do? You build your defense up, right? So the blueprint was the Texans.
Houston.
Right? So the
started
Texans
building it with Mario, who's now in Miami, by the way.
This defense that is still sick, right? J.J. Watt. I mean,
yeah.
they have...
He is their team.
They have the pieces on defense. And guess what? They won the division last year based on that defense, right? So they realized that we have the defense intact to take out Andrew.
They barely won the division last year, by the way.
Agreed. But what was the gap? It was the offense, right? So they upgraded their offense. We were talking about that, right? They got Brock.
And then they got in the first round, and then they got fucked.
Well, it's fine. And then the Colts probably would have done the same thing, right? I mean, let's be real
at
this point, right? So for me, what I'm excited about seeing is everyone's got the same blueprint. Take out Andrew with a great defense. And then when it comes down to it, what's the difference to actually get to that next level? It's your offense, right?
Yeah.
So, Jacksonville.
Houston has addressed that.
Now, in theory.
In theory,
right?
Yeah.
Jacksonville is one of those teams, and we'll talk about Tennessee, I'm sure, but Jacksonville is one of those teams where I think Blake Bortles is the real deal.
Oh, dude, I'm with you. Oh, I'm absolutely with you.
I mean, and they wouldn't have been able to sign. What's the kid's name from Denver that they signed at the tight end?
Julius Thomas.
So Julius Thomas decides to go from Denver to play with Peyton Manning to he would have won a Super Bowl because clearly they won it, right? But he left. And it goes to Jacksonville, who hasn't done shit.
But he got paid.
But he Denver would have paid.
And he's locked his future at this point in time.
But he's down, right? So you got a guy like that. So I think offensively, they know what they're doing.
They have Chris Ivory now.
Yeah. So defensively was their issue. And now all of a sudden, they've addressed it in the draft. So they have both pieces. And again, I don't think it's next year, like this year or whatever. But I think in the future, you said we're talking about 22-year-old kids.
Yeah, we're talking about the 2018 season, really.
And who was the oldest team in the NFL last year?
Colts.
Indianapolis Colts.
Well, it didn't help that we had, you know,
a lot of AARP members.
Hasselbeck and, you know, Vinatieri on our team. Andre Johnson.
Sounds like a lot of bullshit and making excuses. All I'm trying to say is,
dude, they met at the MCL.
What I'm saying is the blueprint is out there, right? And as shitty as the other teams in the division have been, Tennessee, Jacksonville, Houston, they've been able to build it up. And I don't know if the Colts have done enough.
They haven't.
Part of it is because the Colts haven't been able to because they've been winning.
Well, they haven't been able to protect the quarterback, too.
Well, they can't. You can't build it in the draft with high draft picks when you keep winning. I mean, it's a catch-22. You win 10 games, 12 games every year, you're not getting a badass draft pick.
Yeah.
So, which is why the NFL is so great, because the parity is there. You suck for a while, you get a bunch of good draft picks, you build your shit back up, and all of a sudden now you're competitive, which is what you guys are dealing with. The Colts are almost going to have to suck for a while.
Yeah.
Right?
It's very possible. Now, it is also very possible that this year we're going into, Andrew Luck all of a sudden comes in his own. He's 100%. Bam, T.Y. Hilton is up there with, you know, the touchdown ratio and whole nine yards. But
still need a
we're addressing the offense still.
Which is what you continue to do, right?
So, but we have, we've addressed our offensive line. We drafted two centers in the draft.
Yep.
Thank God for, you know, it's another Alabama guy. Cool. Move forward. We did draft a couple defensive tackles. But
O-line was your issue, right?
Had the most brilliant draft ever. They traded their second pick, which they didn't actually really need to trade.
No.
And they've got so many picks in the future, which is really scary. And they got DeMarco Murray.
And I think,
who still could be relevant.
That could be.
He could be relevant.
He is relevant, dude. He's still relevant.
He left the Cowboys' offensive line, and you saw what he did in Philly last year. He didn't do shit.
But that was a different system, right?
I get it.
That was a different system.
But
you give him a traditional system.
The running back is not as good unless their offensive line is as good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, you're right. The quarterback's answered, right? Like, are you worried about the quarterback in Tennessee?
No, I'm definitely not worried about the quarterback at all. Obviously, Marcus Mariota is the guy, and he's going to be a great quarterback in the future of the NFL.
So now you have Marcus, who his biggest problem was staying upright because of offensive line issues. Well,
That's exactly why they did it.
They fixed that. They bring in DeMarco. Now you have a legitimate running back threat to duel dual threat or whatever. It's way too early, but I would be nervous.
So
I'm always nervous about the Packers. I'm a little bit nervous about the Vikings. But
so ESPN ranked Jacksonville and Tennessee as like damn near A pluses for the draft. Where they ranked the Bears?
Oh, so we're into this right now?
We're in the draft. Let's do it.
All right, so fuck this. All right, so we're talking about draft. I'm sorry.
We're talking about the draft.
Not power rankings, which is coming later. Draft, I think they gave him like a
stay
B.
Stay tuned for the rant.
Right? Like
I thought
B.
They had an amazing draft.
All right, so the Bears did.
Like every pick I saw, I was just like, holy
crap. So the Bears, I think, had 7 total picks. I'm not going to go through all of them, which I really want to, but I'm not going to.
But the first 4 were all defense.
Yeah, no, exactly. And which is why I was so excited about it, because I was like, look. Offensively, love Jay or not, fuck off, right? Like, that's what we got.
Yeah.
We got no one else. We got no better potential. There isn't a better prospect
out there.
Wasn't
a better free agent in the market.
Not a free agent. Or you are RG3, suck a dick.
So sounds like the election right now.
Right? RG3, like, showing... RG3 up showing him in Chicago is like Donald Trump winning the fucking presidency. Shit doesn't make sense.
It'll be huge. It'll be huge.
Yeah, doesn't make any fucking sense. So... You know,
huge.
I'm on Jay, right? So Jay,
that's your guy. Yeah,
yeah.
No, I'm with you.
Yeah,
and he didn't have a bad year last
year.
No,
he had a fucking career year last year.
Yeah,
which no one wants to talk about. No one wants to talk about the fact that he had a career year last year.
But when you say career year, like in the NFL, when we talk about career years, you want to be able to mention, you know, like that was one of the best years, you know, of a quarterback, you know.
No,
but you're talking about Jay Cutler, and nobody likes him.
Bro.
The only person that likes him is Kristen Cavallari.
It's like getting the also
ran. I don't even know if she likes him that well, so who knows?
She keeps popping out fucking babies.
Right, put a Cutler baby in there. That's fine.
A little cutlet.
I'm sorry, can I get a shot? All right, so our first pick, our second pick, our third pick, defense. Loved all of it, right? Our biggest problem is not Jay Cutler. Last year, our biggest problem was defense, and we addressed it immediately.
Yeah.
In the draft.
You guys had a fantastic draft. Oh, I was very jealous.
It was awesome, right? And then in the later rounds, worried about Forte. Is Langford the guy? And Langford was legit.
He's the dude.
He was legit. Worried about him? We get the kid from IU. IU!
How you feel about it in the snow?
He's sucking
dick. IU.
Suck a
whole kid, what was his name? Howard, right? Get him late. Safety net. You know? You got it.
With those late round picks, it's, you know, with drafting, not everybody pans out, obviously.
No, but I mean, I think he was like a fifth round pick, so it wasn't like a throwaway pick, right? I mean, they did their research. I'm all on board with what the Bears are doing to change the regime and the mindset, right? That being said, best of luck to Lovie Smith and my alma mater, University of Illinois. You don't plug that because I love Lovie. I still love Lovie.
He's back home.
10-6 and you fire him for fucking Trestman? Oh, my God. But guess what? He's back home. He's running fucking recruiting for the University of Illinois. He's back. Alma mater. But that being said, Bears, no complaints. Zero complaints.
You can't.
With this offseason.
Nothing. Been great.
The GM gets questioned.
Your offense is going to get even better.
Are you building for the future? And he goes, I'm just going to try to win now.
Well, speaking of your offense, like I just brought up, you know, their offense is going to get even better. Adam Gase being gone, you're going to keep the same offensive in play.
Yeah, so the offensive...
Your offensive coordinator.
Whatever his title was before, I don't remember what it was.
He stepped up.
He steps up, and now he's running it.
Yeah, because there was a whole thing on ESPN about Jay Cutler and the new offensive coordinator.
But here again, to defend Jay as much as, you know...
He's had a different offensive coordinator every year.
Every fucking year, right? But Adam Gase got the most out of it. They're keeping the system the same, which is cool. I wish Adam nothing but the best, by the way, in the fact that he's going to Miami, right? Like, I wish him nothing but the best. But for me, it's like, I can't be mad. I can't be mad.
No, yeah.
So I'm not going to be, at least in May, right? Yeah. Just in May, I'm not going to be mad. We get into, you know, some other shit, we'll see. But Bears did well in the draft. Bears did well in the offseason. I'm good with it.
I wish I was as excited as you were, or are right now.
Yeah,
about the Bears, about the Colts. So I'm not.
Bears Colts,
I'm
week
not.
Five. What up, what up?
Yeah, we're going to need 300 tickets.
We're going to be out of our damn minds. We could lose friends. We could gain friends.
Anybody got a hookup? Because you know what I'm doing.
You know what we're doing.
Yeah, you know where we're going to be. Hell, we should record that night. That's what we should do.
We should just GoPro that whole time.
Oh, that would be awesome.
All right, Jim. So you and I are both big ESPN watchers as far as, you know, football goes.
Yeah.
You watch,
absolutely. Well,
Countdown,
sports in general.
Yeah,
right?
Well, it's obviously ESPN where to go.
Right.
You know, you can pick, you know, you can watch NFL, you can watch CBS for the pregame shows.
Yep.
ESPN makes some huge changes this year. Ray Lewis is no longer a part of ESPN, and neither is Mike Ditka.
Okay, all right.
And neither is it Chris Carter.
Yeah.
Chris Carter's out. So
Keyshawn's done, too.
So who's... Keyshawn's gone. Oh, man, I might switch over to NFL Network, dude.
Yeah, Keyshawn's gone.
So who's... What happened? Like, just...
All right, so let me just address Ditka, okay? First.
Okay.
As a Bears
guy, let me
address that.
Because
Ditka
Tom again.
So... Which it should be, because those two together are perfect. But Ditka, he's 70 years old, dude. And the NFL Countdown is shot in Bristol.
He's on the draft with a beard?
Yeah.
That beard is badass.
Dude, my brother took a picture of that. Such plug for you, bro, for going out there. He was at the draft. Like, fucker took pictures. And he's like, oh, I was like, I was so jealous. But anyway, Ditka is 70 plus years old, right? Like, and NFL Countdown shot live in Bristol, and the travel for him was just too much.
Yeah.
So he was like, I want to be a part of this, but I want to keep doing that, right? So anyone that thinks that Ditka was pushed out or fired, no, none of that happened. Ditka was like, I'm still going to be a part of this. So he's still going to be remote.
He's going to do the Adam Schefter thing where they had Adam Schefter talking at home.
He'll be at his crib and just kicking it. You know, he's got a house in Chicago. He's got a house in Florida. So he's going to be doing that. So cool with Ditka, right? Talk about the other ones, though. Ray Lewis, I never loved. I know you did.
I did.
I know you did. I never loved him because I can never get over the fact that, dude, you got away with murdering someone.
Yeah, well, that's not
allegedly. Allegedly.
That's not.
I watched American Crime, bro. All right. OJ got away with killing some people and he got wrapped up in some shit. He's still in jail.
He actually didn't.
get away with it.
He got away with that.
He went back in for Civil War.
Yeah, so I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop for Ray, dude. That's probably what ESPN's thinking. Chris Carter, for me, was probably the biggest loss. Because I thought Chris Carter...
I hated him.
See, that's the difference. With the. I thought Chris Carter was good. Because all he ever did was speak his mind. That's all we do, right? That's the whole base of this podcast is for us just to speak our mind. And I felt like he was on national TV speaking his mind.
I'll get down with that. I thought the difference in between Chris and his predecessor was Michael Irvin.
Yeah.
Michael Irvin was a lot more entertaining to listen to. Chris Carter... I never really got down with him, listening to him. You know what I mean? Ray Lewis is very articulate as far as him talking. Like, he's a really smart guy. And
he should be smart. He got away with killing someone.
Allegedly. But Ray Lewis is Ray Lewis, dude. Like,
Ray Lewis will be a new gig.
You're getting any better than Ray Lewis, like, as far as a player and a motivator for your team.
For your team, yeah, but losing on fucking Calm Down, I'm okay with that.
What I am going to be, come on, man.
Yeah, that is upsetting.
That's over. I'm like,
and that's Chris Carter. That's my point. That's what I was trying to get at. Yes, they're making some changes. So how do you feel about the new lineup?
No Keyshawn.
The new lineup just on Countdown, right?
Just on Countdown
for Sunday night Countdown.
Sunday. So
sorry, because we got the Hasselback. Because old man Hasselback needs something to do, right?
Not Tim. We're talking about Matt.
Matt Hasselback.
Old man Hasselback. Matt. You know,
he goes from not doing anything for the Colts to not doing anything for the fucking ESPN.
Yeah, but he's still his wife, so, you know.
All right.
Okay, now we got Randy Moss taking over for Carter. He's still keeping the Vikings in there.
What's very, like...
Randy Moss... All right, we'll see how it goes. Fine. Hasselback, yeah.
I did kind of get used to that Alabama twang for a long time, so I guess I'm going to use it again.
Who else those idiots got?
Woodson.
All right, so Charles Woodson, I'm a big fan of.
I think that'll be great.
So good addition with Charles Woodson. Matt Hasselback, polished white guy, right? I think I got rid of fucking Trent Dilfer, so that's fine. Mm. Cool. Right? Randy Moss.
They need a coach. Randy Moss. They got to have a coach. They don't have the coach anymore.
I don't think it matters, because as long as Berman and Jackson are there, it doesn't matter.
The entire time, he was like, coach, tell me what you think.
So, see,
and then you had Keyshawn Johnson talking to him the entire time. He was like, come on, coach. Go on, coach.
Yeah,
I
love Dicka on that, but, you know, it's fine. What I am more upset about, even Dicka being on TV every Sunday, is Mike Tirico.
Yeah.
Like, the fuck is wrong with you, ESPN? Seriously. The jack of all trades, the best announcer. I mean, this dude does NBA, he does NFL,
NCAA.
He does NCAA. Yep. Motherfucker does golf.
Yeah.
And you're going to be like, oh, sorry, bro. You're not doing fucking NFL or Monday
ABC
night?
ABC had their Jim Nance and just like...
And we clearly have no idea why it happened.
It could be his decision.
It could be his decision, right? We have no idea. But my thing is if Tirico says, I don't want to do Countdown anymore, you pay him to say stay. He's not an idiot, so he'll stay for more money.
Yep.
Why wouldn't he? Right? Who's the idiot that's taking over?
Scott McDonough.
Seth McDonough.
I'm sorry. Seth who?
Exactly. I'm going to call him Scott from now on.
Right. No idea who this fucker is.
Scotty doesn't know.
Resume, maybe. It doesn't even matter. Right? Is he still teamed up with Gruden? So I'm not ever watching a Monday night game on telecast and listening to it.
You'll watch it. You're not going to listen to it.
I'm not going
to
listen to it.
Yeah.
Like, are you fucking kidding me?
The Bears aren't probably playing Monday night ever.
We got more than Colts games Monday night, dude. Oh, touche. But yeah, ESPN, clean house, figure it out, I guess. I don't know, man. She was kind of crazy.
Yeah. I hope to see some of those guys on NFL Network, because NFL Network got a lot better.
That's what I'm... Well, you know what? What it is, it sounds like the path is immediately retire, go to Fox. Fox will use you for a year. They don't love you. They'll quit. And then they'll go to NFL Network or ESPN.
Because
Randy Moss was on Fox.
I mean... I don't know if Erin Andrews is still on Fox, but she's definitely on the dancing show or whatever.
Yeah, well, she's still doing the
ABC with that. So, all right, so let's get into this fourth quarter finally. We already alluded to it. We talked about the Colts draft. Yep. We got an Alabama guy. Great. Hope we can actually make it happen.
Yeah.
We got to protect Andrew Luck. He got hit so many times. He got hit like 900,000 times.
Andrew Luck was, yeah, like, I mean, that's your
and
problem.
And he only played,
right?
Like four games.
The difference between the Peyton Manning, Andrew Luck era, right? Like, so it's two new eras. Peyton couldn't run, couldn't scramble, was never a real, like, dual threat guy, right? But he was protected.
Yeah.
Now you have a guy who is dual threat. Not traditionally, like, yeah, you know, yeah. He's not RG3, but Andrew can run. If he needs to run, he fucking can run, right? And he's still getting beat up? That's a huge problem.
Yeah. You know what's not a problem? Tom Brady for the first four games.
Yeah. That was on the script. Yeah, we go script what? Yeah. Tom Brady, well. All right, that's
so,
a little bit.
No, yeah. Tell me, talk to me about that. It is... this four-game suspension.
I am from the school of thought. Way back. It is. And that is all it is.
Karma,
right?
Motherfucker.
I think this entire thing is so such bullshit that it demeans almost what the NFL stands for.
You know what? You know
or
he,
tries to stand
you know
for.
Who you blame for this? You blame Obama. That's it. Just blame Obama.
Everybody blames him. But, so for me, the suspension and all that, seriously, they didn't get any penalties for Spygate, but you're going to deflate some balls that you may or may not be able to actually, even to this day, prove? And he's going to be out four games? My boy's finally going to be able to get a fucking hookup, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, they're going to peel it again, I think. Right?
The U.S. court... Not Supreme Court, I don't think.
I don't think it's that point.
Is the one that said that the four-game suspension can stand. And the NFL was like, okay.
And I know how much you guys hate the Patriots. I understand how much you guys hate the fucking, you know, Tom
Brady.
Well,
here's the thing. We didn't win the division last year, so we don't got to play in this year. So
yeah, no, I get it. Yeah, no, I get it. But, like, so here's my only thing is I've hated a team and a quarterback as much as you guys hate a quarterback in the team. Right? Brett Favre, Green Bay Packers, suck my left nut every day with your Wrangler jeans. Right? Like, fuck off.
Yeah.
Right? But there was never this, like, overshadowing of cheating, you know? So it makes it more of an interesting, like, hatred, I guess, for you guys, because it's like, okay, well, I hate the guy because he always wins.
I don't hate him, honestly, I don't.
I hate the team, or hate the situation we're in.
I just hated the fact that we had to play those guys all the fucking time,
right,
in the AFC.
And I know I'm going to cross-pollinate this again, but it's the same thing. It's like, you know, you have the Reggie Miller Pacers, but you guess who you have in your way? My Michael Jordan and the Bulls.
I was
going to
say Patrick Ewing. Yeah,
I was thinking the Knicks there. Usually it was the Knicks.
Oh, you're going to take, the year and a half that Jordan played fucking baseball? That's what you're worried about? Come on, dude. Like, so Tom Brady is your Michael Jordan. And yes, we referenced Believeland earlier, but the Pacers aren't, or Indianapolis is not very that much different.
Yeah.
If you think about it, right? Believeland
we have a lot nicer city than Cleveland.
Yeah, Cleveland's a shithole. Sorry, but Cleveland's a shithole.
Wow, we butchered that dude's name.
Just wipe them off the map.
Yeah.
It's definitely Sean McDonough, by the way. We butchered
Sean, wow,
name.
Okay.
Sean.
So we can call him Seth or Scott
Seth,
now.
Scotty, or...
Ayo, Sean. Fuck off.
Shithead.
Yeah, fuck off. So clearly we're a little bit of... up in the air with the Colts offseason. I mean, good offseason,
yep.
But we're not sure how they go because we think that everyone else did better in the division, right? I think the Titans were the biggest winners. Yeah, I know Jacksonville did some things, but I think Tennessee solidified it because I think they got their quarterback for sure. I think DeMarco is their guy running back-wise. They got a good line all of a sudden. I don't know who Marcus is going to throw to yet, but I think they did very well. Houston won the fucking division last year.
Yeah.
Right? So you have that whole thing. But they still won it, right? And then they got Brock. So in Brock, do we believe? I don't know yet. Right? We're in fucking May, so we'll see it.
Yeah.
He played well. But he also had a phenomenal defense. and some targets.
Mm-hmm.
I can't name, and this is just me in off-season mode, I can't think of a wide receiver that the Texans have. I know they got a guy. I know they have a number one, but I can't think of his name.
Stepping on Andre Johnson, that's for sure.
Yeah, they definitely have a guy. I can't think of his name, so that's fine. So Texans got better. And now we talk about Jacksonville
and Tennessee. Right? We already know that. Yeah,
so you have that whole thing. Now let me just tie it back to the AFC North real quick.
How much better are you going to be?
Okay,
and actually, tell me, what were the power rankings? So we.
Okay, I was hoping you were going to bring this up because this is how we're going to end this podcast. It's May. Okay. But we've already talked about, and we gave you, usually we give you our opinions, but we've given some facts out there, right? Calvin Johnson retires.
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay is ranked 3 in ESPN's rankings.
Overall.
Fine. Yeah. So I think 1 was New England, 2 the Panthers, 3 Green Bay. Do I think Green Bay is at 3? No. Why? What? Okay, but fine. And then you just keep going, and you're scrolling. As a Bears fan, I'm scrolling. We get to 25, and that's where I see the Chicago Bears. Are you fucking kidding me? You know who's 24, Steve? The Detroit Lions. Guess what happened to the Detroit Lions? A Hall of Fame wide receiver retires. We have a phenomenal offseason, and all of a sudden we're 25th? Are you fucking kidding? ESPN, get your goddamn shit together. Seriously. Like, I'm not looking for us to be in the top 10. I'm not looking, but below Detroit?
Get fucked.
Are you serious?
Maybe they're just looking at it as a fact of Matt Stafford versus Jay Cutler.
Okay. So maybe. Fuck off then. Because what I will throw you is, what does John Fox do in his second year as a head coach?
No.
So, if you don't know, Steve, do you know? I know Snow doesn't know.
Nope.
Second year at the Carolina Panthers, you guys remember that? He was a Carolina. You know what he did? He went to the fucking Super Bowl.
Yep.
He went to Denver after that, after the Carolina thing, right?
You're getting a little ahead of yourself,
Shut the fuck up for a second. We're in May, I can't. Second year in Denver as a head coach, what did he do? He went to the what? Super Bowl. Super Bears, fuck off.
Way to defend your boy.
That's what I'm talking about. That's all I got to say. Steve, you got anything else? Because if not,
we'll see you next week.
We will see you next week. And as always, Princess, bear down.